بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, certainly every one of you has an opportunity of performing Hajj and Umrah every Friday. Certainly every one of you has an opportunity of performing Hajj and Umrah every Friday. The Hajj is fulfilled by performing the Jummah Salah, and the Umrah is completed by anticipating the Asr Salah upon the completion of the Jummah Salah. Person reads his Jummah, he gets the reward of Hajj, and he waits for the Asr Salah, he gets the reward of Umrah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the person who makes wudu properly and then comes for Jummah, listens attentively and does not speak during the khutbah, all the sins that he committed between this Jummah and the next Jummah plus another 3 days will be forgiven. All the sins that he committed from the last Jummah to this Jummah and an additional 3 days, all the sins will be forgiven. Therefore, the day of Jummah should be given special attention in fulfilling all the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and especially the a'mal of Jummah. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever reads Surah Kaf on a Friday will be saved from all fitnas. He will be saved from all fitnas for 8 days. Even if Dajjal has to appear, he will be protected from him. So we understand that Surah Kaf is very effective in protecting us from difficulties, from problems, the problem that we are worried about now also, unrest. So from all fitnas. Our ulama are saying every day we must read. Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid sahab for some time now is saying every day we must read Surah Kaf. But if we can't read every day, then on a Friday we mustn't miss it. Read the whole Surah Kaf, just over half a para, about half a para. Try and read the whole thing. But if we can't read the whole thing, then the first 10 verses and the last 10 verses. That is so easy, nobody should leave that out. We will be protected for 8 days from all fitnas. And we must make this intention. Oh Allah, we have heard the hadith that a person is protected from all fitnas if he reads Surah Kahf on a Friday. Allah, I want my protection from this Friday till the next Friday. For my 8 days, I want my protection. So that is one amal we all should do today, inshaAllah. We all make intention, we'll do that, inshaAllah. We got the whole day to find the time. Then to be protected from evil. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever recites 7 times, Surah Qul Huwallahu Ahad, Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbil Falaq, Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbin Nas, after the Jummah Salah. 7 times, Qul Huwallahu Ahad, 7 times, Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbil Falaq, till the end, 7 times, Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbin Nas. It takes us few minutes. Allah will protect him from all evil till the next Jummah. And protection here means protection of one's wealth, one's family, and all worldly and dini affairs. All worldly and dini affairs. Now this is another amal that all of us should do today, inshallah. Keep it in mind and make sure that we don't forget about it. Shaitan will make us forget, but we make note of it. Surah Kahf, number one. Number two, the 3 qul 7 times after the Jummah Salah. All of us, inshallah, we will make a point, not only today or till the end of June or till the end of July, we will do it, inshallah, for the rest of our lives. Third amal is that we must recite 1,000 duruds and more. There are too many ahadith and too many benefits to explain the virtue of durud upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But to understand that in a time of distress and worry, a person is sending one durud, Allah is sending 10 mercies on him. Allah's focus is on this person. Allah is forgiving 10 of his sins. Allah Ta'ala is raising his status by 10 times. So if he does it 1,000 times, then he'll get 10,000 mercies. He'll get 10,000 sins forgiven. He'll get 10,000 of his stages elevated. 10,000 virtues. So let us all, inshaAllah, recite 1,000 durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this day of Friday. And the last amal, just keeping it to 4, is dua. The day of Jummah is a day when duas are accepted. And especially between the Asr and Maghrib, about 20-25 minutes before Maghrib Salah. So all of us, inshallah, tell them at home also, And we also come to the masjid and engage in fervent dua, begging Allah Ta'ala will accept our dua. Allah Ta'ala.